This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and today we are in Glasgow, where British Blind Sport, together with Scottish Disability Sport, are hosting Have a Go Day, which is a really great event. It gives blind and partially sighted people of all ages a chance to give a sport they might have never tried before a go. And a very popular session is the tennis session, coached by Frankie.
Okay, thanks. So at the moment, when you're sitting on that line, you are facing your partner. One person on one line, one on the other. What we're going to do is we're going to give one of you out of the pair one of our audible tennis balls. Yeah. And we're just going to start off, that's the jingly sound you can hear there. We're just going to start off, if we can, rolling the ball along the floor to our partner, trying to stop the ball with our hands or our feet, stopping it and then rolling it back to our partner again. Now when we do this, it'd be really great if, when we have the ball in our hands, if we could ask our partner if they are ready. So we would say ready, our partner would hopefully say yes, and then we will send the ball and we will say play. So if you know the name of your partner, you can say ready, you can say yes, and I would say play, and that's when we release the ball. So just roll the ball along the floor to our partner to start off with. The ball should be down by our side. We're just letting go of the ball along the floor. Everybody okay with that to start off with? Yeah? Brilliant. Okay, let's give it a go. Ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Good job.
Excellent. Well done.
Yes?
My name's Frankie Rohan. I'm the workforce officer for British Blind Sport, who have organised this Have a Go Day today. But I'm also here delivering the tennis. I'm a VI tennis player and coach. So I do local sessions and I coach the national visually impaired team as well.
And how have you found tennis went today so far? Because you had a few sessions.
We've done a couple. Obviously, they're split into age groups, so they've been two quite different tennis sessions. Obviously, you've got to play to your audience. But no, I think everybody's got moving. Everybody's had a good time. They've all been engaged with the activities, so it's just nice to get people out and having a good time, really.
And is there anything about playing tennis when you are blind or partially sighted that you would like people to know? Because I feel like sometimes when it comes to sports, people are a bit apprehensive sometimes and they might not need to be.
Yeah, I mean, there's a few obviously massive benefits from any sport, but obviously tennis, if people have been able to see tennis on the TV or played it previously, there's hardly any changes. So there's not too many adaptation to the sport, which means if you have experience of it, you know, you can sort of slip straight into it, really. But I think as well, you know, you've got your own space, you know, it's a nice open area. The balls are, if people are thinking about sort of a safety element, the balls are quite soft and everything. And it really is just tennis, and you can move around, you know, it's really good for coordination and things. But I think the best thing about any VI sport is it's just massively social. You know, you get to meet people, you can play in groups, you can do whatever you want, really. It's just really, really good to get people together and get them into activity, to be honest.
And I guess the nice thing about it as well, it's open to really all age groups. There's no limitation. Well, obviously not a baby that's curling, but there wouldn't be a limitation on that, would there?
No, anybody can play. It's, you know, and again, the adaptations are the same, no matter what your age is. So obviously with the little ones, you know, it's much more around sort of coordination and movement and things like that. But you can play right up to 20 age, really, as long as you still physically can. But it's obviously great for your mental health and great for your physical health as well. So there's a lot of research around, you know, especially tennis, where people are still playing in their 80s and the 90s.
And how would we go about maybe trying out some tennis if we're here in the UK? I mean, obviously we're in Scotland today, but I imagine you can access tennis all around the UK at different locations.
Yeah, that's right. So you can go on the specific websites for tennis. So, for example, Tennis Scotland and the LTA have a session finder, if you like, so you can find out where the different local sessions are. And also at British Blind Sport, we have an activity finder, which is not just tennis, it's a huge range of sports, but again, it enables you to pop your postcode in and see what's going on around you, whether it be tennis or any other kind of sport.
Fantastic, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.